great, great new sounding music. So definitely stay tuned.
This is your place to be.
107.3
2SER.
Chris, thank you for taking some time out to have a chat here on the Band Next Door on 2SER. I never had the pleasure of speaking to anyone from Sweater Curse on the program, which is a shame because I'm a fairly big fan of your music. There's lots of really dense, atmospheric passages of borderline shoegaze guitar and like a general alt-rock feel, which is totally up my alley. I know you were playing in Vulture Circus before yourself, Ray, and Mon got together. I'm just curious as to how your paths crossed in the first place.
Yeah, we all went to university together, so I met Monica there. We were in the same year, and Ray was just a couple of years older, but he really liked Vulture Circus and nice. Started coming to the shows. And then, yeah, we just became mates, and then, I don't know, Mon and I, like, we'd planned to be, like, to start a project for so long. And then I just kind of went off and joined like 10 other bands for like a year or two. And then we kind of, Sweater Curse was on the back burner for a long time. And yeah, it got to a point where I was like playing drums in a bunch of bands. And I was like, I prefer playing guitar. So I was like, this is stupid. I'm going to stop all this. Let's just do Sweater Curse finally. And then yeah, just didn't look back. So yeah, it was nice. But yeah, I think that the Vulture Circus thing is so funny. So it's like, I don't think I've ever been asked about it on a Sweater Curse interview. I love that.
Oh, nice, nice.
I love that you know about it.
I am a devotee. That's all I can say at the moment. I even know back then, I think you were playing like a Gibson SG guitar.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my first ever guitar. It was like, it was a Takai, which is kind of like this Japanese replica of an SG. And it was, yeah, I mean, I loved it, but it didn't really work for Sweater Curse. I gave it up a while ago. With the SG, I just found like it was kind of, it's great for rhythm stuff and, you know, worked real well with some of the fuzzies and stuff I had at the time. But the Sweater Curse, I think just because it needed to be a little bit more punchy and like cover more ground, I guess, just because we're a three piece. As soon as I started playing the J-Mascus, it just changed everything about how I play. Yeah, I haven't looked back. It's like my favorite piece of gear that I've ever had.
Oh, cool.
And even like the pedals and stuff I use, I actually it's a kind of funny story, but I at a uni holiday, I just went and I was a laborer for like a month and just did that every single day, and then just bought all the gear that I've still got now and the guitar, and I just spent all the money that I made like on that uni holiday on just on my equipment, and I've only bought like one pedal since.
When it comes to the band's output, you have released two EPs in a relatively short period of each other. There was the CU EP, which was back in 2019, and recently Push-Pull, which came out last year. Was the plan for Push-Pull always to be a short release, or was that kind of a thing that was a result of everything that wasn't happening last year?
Yeah, it was a bit of that. I think the way that it happened, we booked some recording dates, and we were just planning on doing two songs, which was Close and I Wish I Was a Better Person Sometimes.
Oh yeah.
And then we kind of got there and we were just recording with Sam, and it just happened so quickly, so we're like, oh well, I guess we got more time, let's just see what else we can do.
Nice.
And then just I did all four songs like in 2 days, so then we're like, I guess we're gonna do an EP now. It was like definitely unplanned, but worked out nicely. I feel like lots of those songs we've been playing and have had for a long time, so it was kind of nice to finally be able to release them, and then be able to start looking at a fresh batch for the next one.
Well, it's funny you should mention A Long Time, because even the track you just mentioned, I Wish I Was a Better Person Sometimes, is probably one of the oldest songs you have as a band, which dates back to around like 2017. Does a song like that still take on its original meaning?
Yeah, I think absolutely. Like, it's interesting, like that was almost on the CU EP. Because, I had it then, but we kind of just started playing it around that time when we were recording, so we just yeah, we weren't ready yet. We wanted to try to flesh it out a bit more. But I think it definitely does. It's kind of taken on a new meaning for me. In fact, yeah, when we wrote it and started playing it, I had to kind of stop playing it for a long time because it would just, like, kind of trigger me a lot. But yeah, now it's like, I don't know, it's really nice to, I guess, look back at where I was at that point a little bit and not, like, get upset playing the song anymore and, like, be able to, like, I guess, see how far I've come, like, with my own mental health and journey and stuff, like, since that point. I feel like it's more of a reflective song for me now. I think it's a nice thing to play now. Yeah.
Cool. Walk us through, I guess, the Sweater Curse plan board of writing a song, because I know sometimes lyrics are the last thing that comes to a track. You'll have everything kind of fleshed out. It might be like a fully condensed, overdriven guitar roaring number, but then the vocals will just kind of, you know, make the last appearance, and it might change the entire perspective of a song. Is that a common trait?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the way that I write a song normally starts with the guitar. I mean, actually always starts with a guitar pretty much. And it's like, I normally come up with a riff or just like a chord progression and then just try and write on top of that, which I guess lots of the time means that the guitar is like at the forefront. But then, yeah, when Mon writes a song, gets to do crazier things with the guitar because like she's already got the chords that she's playing and I just get to play around that. And I get to like work on a guitar part that fits her vocal melody. I mean, there's been a lot of times where we've just kind of all met up and a song has come out of nowhere, like all the same. It happened with that. We were just hanging out and then ended up writing a song in like 15 minutes because all the parts just kept coming. There's different ways that we do it. I think the most common one is like myself or Mon like writing most of the song and then bringing it to the band at some point. But yeah, more recently we've just all been like trying to meet up just specifically to write, because Ray's also just a genius with guitar. And lately, like, I've been taking like things that he's written and trying to make them into songs as well.
Oh, nice.
Which has been really fun because, yeah, it's kind of coming out of a new angle as well.
Last time you were in Sydney, it was when you were supporting your Brisbane friends Wax, I believe, at the Oxford Art Factory. You have been doing the occasional show in Brisbane since things eased up in terms of restrictions and whatnot, but throwing yourself back into interstate touring, is that where, I guess, the real test of being a band is?
I think so. It's so different to just playing at home. Like, yeah. I guess it's daunting because I don't really know if anyone's going to show up, and like, you know, like there's a lot more strangers and stuff, which is incredible and like such a beautiful thing when people do come, but you know, it makes it scary. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's hard to like have proper expectations on how each show's going to go, and then of course like all the logistics to do with it can be pretty stressful and tiresome. Yeah, we all love touring so much, and like we played the first show of the tour in Adelaide last week, and that was just kind of a reminder of how nice it is. Yeah, and it was great.
Also, you recently did an acoustic session in support of Black Rainbow organization. What's it like kind of translating a noisy guitar band like Sweater Curse into an acoustic vibe? Because I know sometimes acoustic can translate well into electric, but it doesn't necessarily work the other way around.
Yeah, the other way around. Yeah, it was very interesting. I mean, yeah, that was just coincidental. Like, we got asked to play that show pretty late, and Mon had a broken arm at the time, and Ray was on holiday, so then we're like, I don't know what we should do. And like, we really want to play this show. We'll just try doing acoustic and see what happens. I mean, I think it worked quite well. Like, surprisingly, to be honest, I wasn't sure how it would go until it happened. Like, obviously we practiced a few times, but it was super interesting, super different. There was definitely some parts that I remembered, like when we were rehearsing, I was like, oh, that's a bit like tricky to play with like the like, acoustic neck like being massive. But then yeah, even when we were playing the show, I think I got like halfway through the bridge and close, and I was like, I can't play this, and then just stop and then go straight back into the chorus. it kind of made it fun because it was just the two of us and we were just being a bit silly. Things weren't working, then we could just like move on and there was no hassle. So yeah, it ended up being really, really nice.
So is it something that you'd want to do again in the future, or are you kind of just done with the novelty of it for the moment?
No, absolutely. I would absolutely love to do it again. I think a lot of the songs translated way better than I thought they were.
Oh, cool.
In an acoustic sense. Yeah, most of the songs that Mon writes in particular, like, her melodies are just so strong, so it's like, it just works with anything, really.
Nice.
So yeah, we definitely want to do more of those, I think. In fact, there's a couple of acoustic songs that might be on the record coming up as well.
Oh, really?
So that's exciting. Something completely different. We wrote so many songs last year and have like been demoing them a lot. In LA we just recorded 6 new songs again, and then we've recorded 2 new songs quite recently with Sam again, the guy that produced our last EP.
Yep.
So yeah, I think there's going to be some new music out hopefully in June-ish. And then, yeah, we're kind of getting ourselves ready to have an album by the end of the year.